Biologists with a nonprofit research group had a rare treat yesterday, the chance to study a super pod of killer whales in Ketchikan Bay. The North Gulf Oceanic Society is doing whale research this year in Lower Cook Inlet. After a local tour boat called in a killer whale sighting, the biologists found more than they had bargained for. KBBI's Emily Schwing reports.
The North Gulf Oceanic Society research vessel Natoa had received reports of killer whales in Ketchikan Bay, and at about 12:30 in the afternoon, we spotted the first group of close to 100 killer whales.
This is a whale extravaganza. God, not to make your head spin.
NGOS Director Craig Matkin has been photographing killer whales in Alaska since 1977. As we approach the whales on the east side of Ketchikan Bay, we see rows of dorsal fins emerging from the water. Researchers call this picket fencing, and that's exactly what it looks like. The whales are slapping their flukes and swimming shoulder to shoulder. They're nearly on top of each other, and although it might not seem like it, Matkin says the whales are resting.
When they're lined up like this, it's perfect for identification of individuals. It makes it a lot easier when you look at the pictures later on.
Okay.
At least four different pods of killer whales are congregating in Ketchikan Bay. Matkin says when the whales come together like this, it's quite the social event.
Yeah, they're really social animals, and when they rest, it's when they get all their socializing out, I guess. It's really
tactile.
Important. Yeah, it's really important for them to touch in with their close relatives pretty frequently.
And they're probably listening to this other group approaching from Pogie.
Yeah, they may be doing
Pogie
that.
Point. They can hear that kind of distance, and they may be excited if it's a new group they haven't seen in a while. And when they get together with another group that they haven't seen in a while, they can put on quite a display, and a lot of socializing going on and kind of re-meeting friends.
That's Cy St. Amand. He's also a researcher with NGOS. He says not only is this particular encounter rare, but so is the project he's working on.
One thing that's unusual for this encounter is that NOAA has provided funding this year for research into the possible predation of transient killer whales on beluga whales. And so the funding we're using today is to map out the different killer whales that are using Cook Inlet in relation to their potential for interaction with beluga whales. That's unique to have funding this year for Cook Inlet. It's the first time we've had that, and it's a real benefit to our larger program over the whole state here.
There are three different kinds of killer whales, but only two of them live in Alaska. Resident killer whales eat only fish, and the transient killer whales eat other marine mammals. Matkin and his colleague L.A. Holmes say it's easy to tell which whales are residents and which aren't, just by looking at their dorsal fins.
The shape of the fin and the saddle patch, you notice how some of the saddle patches have a dark indentation in them, mm-hmm. that we call an open saddle. And that's only in residents. Saddle patch is smaller generally in residents. The fins aren't as pointy.
After Matkin and St. Amand are finished photographing the animals, Matkin uses a small charge and a buoyant dart to retrieve a skin and blubber sample from two free-swimming adult males.
Good speed, left. A little more left. Good speed. He's right square with you, Craig. He's square. He's coming up.
Oh, shoot. He's stuck.
That's funny.
The biopsy samples are about 3 centimeters long and only a few millimeters in diameter. Once he returns to land, Matkin will analyze the skin samples for DNA and stable isotope information. He'll also sample the blubber for contaminants and information about what the whale has been eating. And right now, it's likely silver salmon, which, like its predator, won't stay for long in Ketchikan Bay. Reporting from the Natoa, I'm Emily Schwing.